I'd often find him reading in his parlor by the night, till his eyes grew weary and he closed them for the night. But first he'd ask me questions, who I'd seen, where I'd been. Was I running with the renegades, looking for the wind? And every story that he told me was carved upon his brow, and he colored them with language that Mom would not allow. And then he'd whisper softly with that sly and evil grin, are you running with the renegades, looking for the wind? Now his empty corner bedroom, it still stands behind the door, with trophies of the Yucatan and boxes on the floor. And I don't have to tell you where he's gone or where he's been. Oh, he's running with the renegades, looking for the wind. There was a story in the San Francisco Chronicle that I forgot to save, but it was about a lady who lived in the good old days, when a century was born and a century had died. And about these good old days, well, the old lady replied, she said, you know, they were just a lot of people who were doing the best they could. Yeah, she said that the good old days, why, they were just a lot of people, and they were doing the best they could. And then the lady said that they did it pretty up and walking good. Well, whatever happened to those faces in the old photographs? I mean, the little boys. Boys, hell, they were men who stood knee-deep in the Johnstown mud during the time of that terrible flood, when they listened to the water. That awful noise. And then they just put away the dreams. They belong to little boys. Oh, the sun is going down for Mr. Bowie as he's singing with his class of 1912. Mother country, I do love you. Oh, mother country, I do love you. And I knew a man named D.A. Stewart. He spelled it S-T-U-A-R-T. He owned some of the finest horses that I think I've ever seen, but he had one favorite. Oh, and she was a champion, the old campaigner. And he called her sweetheart on parade, and she was easily the finest horse that the good Lord ever made. But old E.A. Stewart, well, he knew that he was going blind. And he said, before I go, he told the boys around the tack room one day. One day right there in Pomona, California, he told the boys around the tack room, he said, before I go, before I go, I'm gonna drive her one more time. Well, people heard about it, and they came from miles around just to stand around the ring. And no one said a word. You know, they just stood there and no one said a thing. And they're opening the gates back there. I can see him now. And then here they come. E.A. Stewart in the wagon right behind. And he's sitting straight and proud. Lord, he's driving her stone blind. And would you look at her? Ah, she never looked finer. She never went better than today. Yeah, C.A. Stewart and the old campaign called her sweetheart on parade. And the people cheered. One by one they stood up, and the whole place was standing up and clapping. And E.A. Stewart just kept going around that ring. Sweetheart on parade with a head held high. Oh, I even saw a grown man break right down and cry. And do you know that it was just a little while later? Yeah, you know it was just a little while later that old E.A. Stewart died. Ah, the sun is going down for Mr. Dewey as he's singing.
Thank you very much.